Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.
I feel like I have to do a boxing intro. Because if I see you, I still see that picture of you in a boxing ring.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not really good at it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Weighing in. How much is it now?
Weighing in at 3 million pounds. Yeah.
That was good. Ross, Leomond, man, it's so good to see you.
It's good to be seen. It's good to see you guys as well. Thanks for having me back.
It's our turn again now.
Yeah.
We're having a fight with the afternoon drive, so it's like knit one, slip one.
Yeah, there we go. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. But you know we're your favorite.
Eh? Yeah, yeah. Love a breakfast, eh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you have to sing early.
Yeah, we're cutting this and sending it to them.
Yeah.
Make it my ringtone. Ross, hoe gaan het?
It's going great, man. It's good to be alive. It's nice to be playing music and, you know, releasing. My favorite part of life is releasing music. I think everything is built around that, you know, like you'd be in the kitchen and you'd be singing a song in your head and you'd be writing it on the road, and all those moments lead up to, you know, that thing of like, here, have a look at this, what I've done. And that's the most amazing time. I think.
We can't get a way to get to the song. Let me tell you.
Yes.
Man, we're going to get to it now, a little bit later. But for now, I told Sharunika, when I saw you now, I was like, again, in great shape. And now I went onto your Strava, because that's where I know exactly what's happening.
You get two type of stalkers.
Yeah, you get a Strava stalker.
Yeah, one is like Instagram and sliding into your DMs, and then you get Ruben who stalks people on Strava.
All right, so we went onto your Strava, and I had a look at your workouts. It was like the week of 25 to 31 March.
Yeah.
There was like a 17K run. And then the week after that, you did a 1 to 7 April, you did 5. And then nothing from there.
Nothing.
Now, how on earth do you still keep your shape, Ross?
Well, I just had a hair surgery. So I haven't been able to do any activities. I went to Alvi Armani and I did the thing. My hair was falling out. So I said, I'm done with this. So I went and did the surgery. So I haven't been able to do any exercise for a while.
But I'm even talking about that. I'm just talking about your shape.
Well, thank you.
You're looking in shape, man.
Thank
you're looking great.
Well, yeah. I've been sitting at home eating chips and watching TV lately.
And that's the thing. I said to Sharunika,
you got to give a break. You got to give a rest.
But that's the thing with me as well. Like,
every now and again, health advice.
Every now and again, I also find myself where I do like a lot of workouts.
Yeah.
And then I just like duck.
You need to break for a while.
And then I'm just like down for a while. And then I start picking up. But then I'm also, does a quiet for myself. Because then I struggle to get going again.
Yeah. At my age, you get a little bit of a, you know, you look at cookies and stuff starts to get to you. So
I was like, eat me up.
Yeah.
Alex, and I'm just saying, Ruben's pushing 40. So you can't make comments like that. It's a massive thing. I've told him this a million times, and now he makes it seem like I bully him.
Yeah.
He looks fabulous for 45.
Exactly.
47, okay, get it right.
Yeah.
Ross, you brought your guitar, you know what it's like. Eh?
Yeah.
I promised the listeners that we're going to get anywhere between 3 and 12 songs out of you this month. Like anywhere between, Ross, I'm not exactly sure where. Yeah. Oh, can you do something for
us? Yeah, of course. It'd be my honor. This is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
Been traveling these wide roads for so long. Oh, my heart's been far from you. 10,000 miles gone.
Good breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.
And what I know.
No man, Ross.
Thank you.
Let's say it for me. Wat moet ik doen om zo goed als jij te zingen en te spelen? Wat moet ik doen, Ross? Wat is het?
Just enjoy yourself and sing.
Bro,
just do it. Let
that was next level. Hè?
Thank you.
Ja, dat is mooi.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.
Ross Leemans, die bij ons vanmorgen.
Oh yeah.
Next level. So Ross, talking about the fitness, I want to get further with this.
Yes.
So what's the plan for the rest of the year?
I'm going to start boxing again, I think.
Are you really now?
Yeah. I don't know if there'll be ever a fight again, but I think I'm going to start training.
Listen, can I tell you? I've got a friend. He's also a big. He used to be a big boxer.
Yeah.
Right. And we spoke about this. But now, if he just mentioned to me what the training routine looks like,
hardcore. Yeah.
Man, I don't know if I'm ready for that, eh?
Yeah, I think it's fun though. You'll love it. It's everyone. I think everyone should do it, especially in like the day and age. You know, there's so much. You got some energy in you, and you go hit a bag.
But it's so much anaerobic, eh? You're constantly anaerobic.
Yeah, but you constantly. But once you like that, you're deadly, you know.
But I've heard people say it's like one of the best workouts
without
in
a doubt.
The world.
Yeah, big time. And I think it's also the camaraderie. Weirdly enough, I'd be like craving. I'd miss people who used to punch me in the face every Monday.
Really?
Yeah, like you just get into this thing of like you should have moved out the way, man.
Well, it's my it's not Monday today. No, I'm just kidding.
It's like well, I think we should get Ruben into boxing.
I think you come with me. Let's do it.
Ek weet sommer klaar waar toe gaan jy nou.
Ek wil
exactly where you're going with this.
Ek wil regtig net hier wees vir jou.
Breakfast versus lunch.
Op jou fitness journey.
Nee, jy wil...
We're a lot shorter than like, Francie van Rensburg, so that's okay. We can duck under his legs.
I know what this is about. She just wants to see you punch me. That's all what this
okay.
is about. Right?
That's what, fang.
You know, obvious. Ross, but any running?
Running at 100%, yeah. I hurt myself on the Pondo.
I remember
the Pondo Trail was amazing. It's 103 k's in 3 days. Mm. I'm running on beach sand. It's hardcore. But I did one day and I was limp biscuit day. Mm. And then I had to get out. But yeah, my nemesis, I'll go back.
We went cycling. So just a while back, we did 105 k, die Groote Trap, but road race.
Yeah.
And yesterday, it wasn't long ago, 4 April, nee? What is it?
7 April.
We did 105 k's. And yesterday, in between, I've still been cycling. But yesterday, we went out to Brits. Right?
Wow.
And we did a 70K. It sounds like it's like 30K is less than a 30K or a 105K road race. And now you're talking about the sand. I was flabbergasted. I was moog. Like after 55, I was like, where am I going to get more energy to finish this thing?
Yeah.
Because of the sand, just digging away underneath you. You can't believe the difference.
It's crazy.
Between that. I've been mountain biking, but that was just a lot. I get gewerk gister.
But I remember because we saw you just before you went.
Yes.
And then like a month or so after, I remember. And then you told us about the injury.
Oh, man. Adventure man. I felt like a leather man.
Oh, that was great. Yeah.
But yeah, great stuff. The cycling is amazing. That's one thing I commend you on doing. Well done.
Join me. It's come next year.
I like the way I walk. It hurts that spot, you know.
Come on, Ross.
You know what's cool? Stop trying to bully people into coming to do this.
Hold on, I've got it now. He says I know. Like I dared Ruan Dutoy, right? And he agreed. Okay. So we formed a team, Ruben and Ruan, so we called ourselves Ruru.
Okay.
Okay? And then Ruan Duplessis, I challenged him as well. He's also in.
Okay.
So we changed the name to Ruru.
Ruru okay. Ross.
So now we're going to go...
Ruru Ross.
Ruru Ro.
Ruru Ro.
Ruru Ro. Okay. Like
the more people join this team, people are going to think we're like distorting on radio or something. Our tech guy is just nodding, poor Ari, because people are just going to hear all the time.
Hey, we can do row, row, row your boat.
Yeah.
Something like that. Anyway, Ross, being crazy. Listen, I wanted to talk about... the solo career and how it's going. Let's get to that. How is it going since you've gone solo? How's the gigs? How's the events and stuff going? Are you having fun?
Well, I just want to start with thanking everyone. Yeah. I think it's beautiful to see people react to music, and that's all you want. Music is about making connections and making a room reverberate with you and feel something. And it's been such a great journey. I think it was very exciting. It was very exciting, very scary. I went to watch a Karin Zoid show recently, and it was phenomenal. Like, if you haven't seen her latest tour, you must go.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting in the crowd just as a fan, and she spotted me, and she said, and I wasn't nervous until she said it. She said, "Very brave, Ross. You're going solo. Very, very brave." And I was like, wow, it's actually hitting me, you know, like that it's so daunting. But at the same time, it just feels really natural. Like, you know, I would have loved to have stayed in Prime. But, you know, unfortunately, things, you know, don't go as planned all the time. But it was so important now that's sort of over and that's sort of my history. I'm writing differently. I'm creating in a different way. And it's such a beautiful thing.
Take us a little bit more deeper into that. If you're saying you're writing differently, creating differently, what exactly is that? Give us an idea or breakdown of why you say that.
I think I'm like a bit of an empath, and I try and, you know, when you pick up on the room, you pick up on energies, and there's different things, different variables will change the outcome of a songwriting session. And I think when I was writing, like I'd even be in, even if I was on my own, I'd be writing in a room and I'd have the band in the room in a way. you know, so I wanted to make things a bit different. I didn't want to make an album that sounded like this and that. Now I'm just, there's no one in the room anymore, and it's a beautiful thing. It's like, it's just, I don't have to do anything that I don't, like, it's I'm just playing on very natural, and that's because of you is the same. It's a very natural, simplistic song, going back to my roots, and just,
yeah.
It's sort of the mindset. It's liberating, you know.
Can't wait to play it a little bit later.
What I love to see is that you're doing so many different types of gigs. You're playing like venues that are on different sides of the spectrum.
Yeah.
It's incredible to see on social, like you do these kind of outdoor festival vibes, and these intimate shows are incredible. And you're like the perfect Mother's Day gift, apparently.
Yeah. I'm doing a Mother's Day gig. Yeah, there's lots. It's quite, but in South Africa, as a musician, you have to evolve so much. Like you could be, I've always seen it. Like I've played, you'll play a massive festival, 45,000 people. It is ridiculous. There's an animal in front of you of this huge thing. It's like the army of orcs kind of thing in Lord of the Rings. It's this huge thing, and then the next day you'll be playing to like 25 people in a wine cellar. So it's a constant evolution. You know, we're not as fortunate with the venues and the routine that we, you know, but. Yeah, I like mixing it up.
Do you still get like a little bit of fright or scared before you perform, like in front of a small crowd?
Yeah, that's
right.
The worst.
Because I mean, and people don't understand this.
Yeah,
like a big massive crowd. Even if we do MC gigs, right? Like, if there's a big massive crowd, Loftus Fast Food for the argument. Yeah. Like if you just go, wow,
there's energy crazy, and yeah, right? You can't see the whites of the eyes.
And it's these small intimate gigs, like it's really hard to get going on those.
Yeah, they're the scariest for me. The big shows, it's like one big animal and it's scary, but there's so much energy pushing you forward.
Yeah,
but with smaller shows you have to sort of create the energy.
There's nothing to hide.
It's like an open plane.
Crazy. Ross, nog sy enetjie,
doe
man.
Let's do it.
Let's do one. What are you going to do for us?
This one is about looking back, and you know, love is a battlefield, you know, like we all want to find love, but you actually, this is about how sometimes, you know, we're not all perfect, and you can, no matter how you think of it, it could be the perfect love thing, it sometimes doesn't work out. This one's called Rose Tinted. Could be something or nothing. A first or last kiss, hold on to that sunrise, waking up on the grass outside.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95.
Dag, nou, dames en heren, Ross still here with us.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get Ross to give me guitar lessons now.
Because, so, I'll do it.
Oh, I'm going to go. Ja, maar jy is die Ross, ek moet nou nie budget kry hierso.
I think I'll do it for free. Hey. And then you're going to have to play, you're going to have to book and play for your adoring public. You're going to have to play some songs.
Yeah, but you're going to have to join.
I'll be there watching.
You can do the opening act before the boxing
I'll do it.
Match.
Yes.
We're going to do a whole event. We're taking this entire interview.
She's going down.
What about cycling boxing? You cycle at each other, but you've got boxing gloves on.
That sounds cool.
It's like YouTube will be...
It's like what was the thing that the knights did?
That sounds like gladiators to me.
I think that's fabulous. Instead of having a lance and coming at each other with a bike, I can just like punch you with an oversized boxing glove.
She's got Ross. You want to talk to her? After
there's certain
the show.
Sports.
It's his idea.
I like it. If what you know, javelin and boxing might be weird. No, that won't work.
So the new song, Ross.
The new song, yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah, but all right. Javelin boxing?
No, I have no idea.
Well, at least it's not darts and boxing.
Yeah, darts and boxing.
Anyway.
He knows I have absolutely like no sense of direction, so he knows I'm going to miss him by miles.
That'd be fun. If somebody throws a dart, see if you can punch it from the side.
No, I think this game has gone a bit far.
All right, okay. Ross, let's get to it. I want to pick your brain, because I like asking this question. The role of AI in music writing, songwriting.
Yes.
Because we've been playing with this whole machine thing the last while.
Yeah.
It's blown us away with what it can come up with. I don't know if you've played around with some of these machines.
I've seen a little bit of it,
It's crazy. The sound that comes out of it. Are you at all concerned about the role of AI in songwriting as a ridiculously good songwriter yourself?
Thank you. Wow.
What do you say about the role of AI?
I do think that it's all about the way you communicate with it. I think it'll be a tool for a lot of people to make great things, you know. And I do think that great artists, creatives, business people, whatever, you have to have the prompt You know, you have to have the initial fire. Mm. I do think that it might rob some people of some of the journey, which is quite a beautiful thing. Like really struggling sometimes to find the right word. Like when I sing certain lyrics in a song, I've either gone through that motion in life or I've had to really find, like dig to find those lyrics, and they resonate differently with me. So I think that's something, you know, that you can't, it'll be sad to lose, that the human condition will lose a bit of that struggle. You know, there's a little bit of struggle that AI will take out of the process. So don't be afraid to struggle. Like, I think use it, but just don't use it as your main crutch, because you are going to rob yourself.
Correct.
But I do think if you learn to, you know, whatever, it's a songwriting or if it's a gym program, whatever it may be you want to use AI for, try and like learn your own level first. It's a collaboration. It's not doing the work for you.
I'm glad you mentioned the whole gym thing as well, because I've actually played around with that as well.
Yeah, like, give me a gym workout.
A running program for like, I want to run a half marathon in November. Starting now, my average is this, work out a program. It's crazy what it comes up with.
There's some cool stuff. I think, I mean, even some of these things, these robot AI that it's trading for people. A friend of mine has just started a charity robot that's actually trading constantly with AI. And making, you know, little dividends, and they withdraw every month. There's some cool stuff, and I definitely think we all need to start playing with it, because it's not going anywhere.
Mm, absolutely.
And I think it's something that we need to learn how to use, and it's I can't wait for the future. There's so many cool things coming. Bring on the flying cars, man.
I mean for that.
Well, I wasn't aware of your deep love for Back to the Future, so that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, Back to the Future. I love that.
And javelins.
Javelin boxing.
Ross, because of you. Okay, listen. I didn't listen to the song. I said it earlier for the first time. The first time I heard the song was with the video. Man, I was dumbstruck. It was...
Thank you.
Listen, you've brought out ridiculously good music. You know that I'm a total huge fan. But I mean, when I heard this song, I was like, wow. Come on, Ross, you beast.
Thank you.
That was incredible.
Man, I'm
so
happy.
Tell us about this song, man.
The song is sort of rooted in my relationship. You know, I have a very strong relationship with my lady, and she's been amazing for me. She's helped me sort of get out of myself and helped me sort of become a better version of me. I've struggled with depression and stuff in my life, as she has. And it's sort of written from the perspective of someone trying to show someone else their worth. You know, sometimes you get locked up in your own mind and how hard you are on yourself, you're your own worst enemy, and then you forget that there's people with you all the way. They, you know what I mean? You got to be grateful for the love in your life and the people in your life. And this song's sort of written from the perspective of that person trying to show someone else their value. And I think that's why it's resonating, because it's, you know, we all know, like, it's hard. You put people in a path of, it's difficult sometimes to be around myself. I'm a creative. But it's, this is from the perspective of the person trying to show you
how beautiful you are. Before we play this song, I just want to, I want people to really listen to this. I wish I could see you like the very first time. I wish I could hold you like I do in my mind. Lyrically, come on, man. Now, I don't have the answers. I don't even try. I feel I've been falling deeper each day. I feel I've been chosen, but there's no choice to make. How's that line? Just want to get close so they don't take you away. All I can say or do, that's a chorus, because I know I'm always better with you. Even after all the things you've been through, it's all because of you. Listen, and then the lyrics just goes on. I want people to really listen to the lyrics of the song. Because the music is so good. But the way you just vocally sang the song as well, you can hear it's in every word as well. It's a beautiful song. I think what we're going to do is, kom ons doen die verkeer. And then we're going to play Ross's brand new song. But I also want you to not only add this to your playlist, I really want you to go and see this video.
Sure.
Yeah.
That you produced. We're going to talk about the video a little bit later.
This is like a three-step listening session, because there's also, there's also a reason why some streaming platforms give you the option to follow the lyrics, and I love it. That's why that specific platform is still my favorite, because of the lyrics. And this is a song that was made for that feature.
Yeah.
So you can follow it and actually, because again, the lyrically, this is next level.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Ek lees nou nog die lyrieke.
Ja, Ruben is busy with step 2. Eers werk.
It's on his way. Net hierna.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95.
Ha ha ha.
because of you, Ruben.
It's because of you. Listen, what a song, man.
Thank you.
Nee,
thank
Ross, you very much. Het weer
bye, thank you. Bye, thank you.
Man, I love this song.
Can I just say, this is like one of those like rocker alternative songs that people are going to open their dance floors to at the wedding.
Here we go. Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
I'd love that. If we can share a moment like that with people, that's amazing.
Yeah. Ross, as ek die dag terug, hier op my trou kom sing.
Yeah.
It's probably in like the next 40 years or so. But
no, make it happen.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Right, that's going to happen. See, I booked Ross now.
There we go.
Because of you, I'm going to get married. Ross, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Really appreciate your
it's
time.
It's always the best. I love it. Yeah.
No, thank you. And ons gaan nou 'n half marathon hardloop, nee?
Yeah, let's do it.
In September.
In September, going with a more group, we're going to go run and help some people.
But like I said earlier, like it's a two-way street. Because of you and because of me and the love that we have as bros for each other, the one must commit to the one and the other one must commit to the other one.
Done.
I don't know what I just said, but
it's in my head. I'm going to jump in here as a judge and say, Ross, just be very careful because I do not think that the balance between a 21K running and 105K cycling is completely
it's not fair. Yeah.
Next year, April, see you there.
Sure.
Okay, luister hier so, it's 8:47. Ross, again, ek wil vir jou sê, because of you, Please add this to your playlist. But more than that, go check out the video, live video in a theater. By the way, where did you do that video?
That's at the Bioscope. It's in 44 Stanley. It's in Johannesburg. It's a beautiful little theater. They do like the Oscar nominated short films. They do throwbacks and they've just done like June and stuff. So it's amazing theater. Yeah,
baie mooi geskied.
Yeah.
And who did the video?
A guy called James. He's James Reynolds.
James Reynolds.
Yeah,
right.
A little sneaky guy. Very good.
So good.
Yeah.
That video is really done properly. But I noticed a few things now that you pointed out during the video. Now I enjoy the video actually even more.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to give it away. No, I'm going to see. Just check what they do with the video right at the end.
All I'm going to say is, and especially in the South African context, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's only been like two or three videos that have been done in one take.
Yeah.
And this video was done in one take. That's all you have to know before you see this.
But I think James is also fit, eh?
Yeah, he's on, eh? Yeah. He had to put the camera down every take. Just go, I can't. This one, I messed up. Sorry.
Go check out the video. It's on YouTube. Ross, one more, please, man.
Yeah, I'll do an oldie, maybe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, this is the thing about songs when you write. Try and not write. If you say to your songwriters out there and your significant other and you say, I want to write you a song. It's a beautiful thing. But if it does really well and you guys don't work out, then your next relationship, they're going to say, yes, was my number one. Super number three.
This is a tattoo.
I don't want a number three. I don't want a number five.
Why am I a filler on the
album? Am I? Top 10. I need a number one. Now, I wrote this one years ago and it was sort of about a fight. And I'm going to do a little mix up of this one because it's also the end of the show. So thank you very much for having me.
Ross Learmonth, ladies and gentlemen, on Facebook Live.
She comes around like a wildfire and like I'm out on two flames.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95.
Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
Ross Learmonth!
Yeah.
Come on!
I have to say this.
Yes.
So, ironically, there is a place in Potchefstroom that used to play that semisonic track
every
as the last
to get
track. And they are closing this
REM,
year.
Oh, wow.
So, that is the weirdest experience
well, sending my love to them. Yeah.
Ever.
Ross, what a machine.
Bye, donkey.
What a boss. I'll see you in September again.
You must
come out with another song.
Three months is one
again.
In the works, yeah. Every 3 months would be something new. I've got a lot of stuff I'm working on. It's really exciting.
We can just basically like book the date.
Pre-book.
And then
yeah.
Just rock up. It's fine. We don't care if like the mayor is there. It's fine. Just come in.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm doing a Mother's Day thing on Toadbury in the meantime. If you guys want to come, you got free tickets if you ever want and that's my little shameless punt, but to all the mothers out there, they said I saw someone, it was quite funny this morning, who said that a lot of crime goes down on Mother's Day. It's like actually like quite massively, so there's a lot of moms out there doing crime, it seems.
I'm not surprised at all,
you know what I mean, like it seems that, you know, maybe Mother's Day I'm joking. But yeah, I'm playing on Toadbury Hall for Mother's Day. It's going to be great. I'm going to be joined by the amazing Easy Freak. And hopefully the mums will not be doing crimes. They'll be coming to the show.
I can't do that. Ladies and gentlemen, Ross Dearmore. Thanks, Ross.
Thank you. The Crew at Breakfast with Ruben and Sharunika on Crew FM 98.5.